Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 42. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 23. More sunshine on Wednesday with our high of 47 before a slight chance for some freezing rain and rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night with a low around 30. Rain showers likely on Thursday with a high of 40 and some rain and snow showers possible throughout Thursday night, cloudy with a low around 25 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has officially filed a lawsuit against the leading insulin manufacturers across the nation, along with pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, over what he says are violations of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act and accusing them of operating an insulin pricing scheme that forces Kansas residents to pay excessive costs for the life-saving drug. Kate News reports that the lawsuit was filed in Shawnee County District Court, saying that the defendants maintained a pricing scheme that inflated the cost to produce insulin, forcing Kansans with diabetes to choose between rationing their medication to stretch their health care dollars or going without insulin and risk potentially deadly complications. In the statement from Schmidt, he said, quote, Kansans with diabetes are either uninsured or in high deductible plans and have been substantially damaged as the direct result of the scheme. One in four Kansas diabetics can no longer afford their insulin and are forced to either ration their medication or go without, and the consequences can be fatal. Mid-America Network News.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online. AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork. Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Tis the season for giving, and the organization Visit Tampa Bay has partnered with Southwest Airlines to fly the 100 residents of Tampa, Kansas to Tampa Bay, Florida.
My team and I were actually in Orlando for a conference. We were walking around just saying, you know, how long will it take for us to get home? Somehow, our maps pulled up Tampa, Kansas.
And they go, what?
I know.
It should be like 2 hours.
So we dove a little bit deeper. We were like 100 people. We went into like how many people lived here, what it's like, and so forth. And that's how we came up with the idea of bringing them all down here for the holidays.
That was Vanessa Evans, the Director of Public Relations for Visit Tampa Bay on KWCH News. The group of 100 began their trip yesterday and will stay in Florida for 4 days, with all meals being provided for the group, as well as hotel costs and a return flight home. And most members of the community say they're pretty excited for the trip.
I was kind of shocked.
We're really excited. Visit Tampa Bay out of Tampa, Florida.
But we might be 100 strong.
Most of them have never been to Florida.
Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, state and local officials across the state of Nebraska are investigating what may be Nebraska's largest case of bank fraud that's related to loans that have been obtained by recently deceased Lincoln developers. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the banks and other lenders have filed claims against the estate of Aaron Marsh Banks and more than $30 million may eclipse $50 million by the end of the investigation. As they say, more than 20 banks and savings loans from Omaha and Lincoln to Curtis to North Platte are all involved, with some even being credit unions.
Richard Baer, the president and CEO of the Nebraska Bankers Association, says that his members suspect this may be a case of, quote, a pretty sophisticated fraud involving the use of several limited liability companies to obtain loans that were used as operating capital for the companies. Right now, the Nebraska Department of Banking and Finance are investigating the issue, but so far, no other information has been released to the public. Many of the banks say that they were seeking payment of unpaid loans, balancing anywhere between $1 to $4 million.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard a request from the Public Works Administrator to name a small stream that flows into Marshall County from Nebraska. The proposed name is Little Mission Creek. It was currently unnamed and flows into Balderson Township for about a half mile before flowing into Mission Creek. They consulted with the Balderson Township officers who don't feel the township is opposed to the name. It's reported the health department buildings in Marysville have been leveled and fill-in work is in progress. Commissioners approved hiring Grant Duncan as deputy sheriff and approved several purchase requests from the sheriff's office, including a whole-body scanning system in the amount of $164,000 to be paid out of American Rescue Plan funds, 11 new body cameras in the amount of $51,000, 10 car cameras in the amount of $90,000. The county attorney has a fund to assist with these payments. Rumble strips were recently installed at the Hanover Junction on K-148 at U.S. Highway 36. The measure in response to public concerns regarding a number of accidents, including several fatalities at the intersection. Initially, Kansas Department of Transportation had indicated the location did not meet criteria for rumble strips, but they did increase signage. Local state legislators led a conversation with the agency, which prompted the change after crash data and factors were considered. Representatives with the Meadowlark Extension District came before Nemahal County Commissioners last week concerning construction and new offices, advising they're probably a year out from moving into their new office space. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on a bridge project on the state line south of Barnston. Marshall County Public Works and Commissioner Fritz Blaske said there's been a lot of previous back-and-forth discussion, and they wanted to speak with the board directly. Gage County Highway Superintendent stated there are permanent easements on the property. Cost of a new bridge was estimated at $193,000 2 years ago. A local resident talked about the easement that's in effect and the number of semis using it from the Kansas property. County attorneys will look at maps and easements with adjacent landowners' legal counsel. The agreement regarding maintenance of roads between Gage and Marshall counties needs to be updated. That was originally done back in the 1990s. Gage County supervisors voted for a special meeting December 21st at 8:30 a.m. to consider bids for bridge repair to a structure on West Dogwood Road. The Nemahal County Sheriff's Office has announced the identity of the individual involved in an accidental drowning at Centralia Lake. Jesse W. Dove was a deputy sheriff in Strasburg, Virginia. On Friday, Nemahal County Dispatch received a 911 call about a watercraft occupied by a single male that had capsized at Centralia Lake. The caller advised there was a man in the water. After an extensive search, it was determined the response was no longer a rescue but recovery. Search continued until dark Friday. It was determined they would continue early Saturday. On Saturday, with the help of Kansas Wildlife and Parks and a local civilian familiar with the lake, the body of Jesse Dove of Strasburg, Virginia, was located. He was a fatality in the drowning accident at Centralia Lake Friday. First responders in Waterville assisted with an anhydrous leak in Waterville late Monday afternoon. Residents were advised to remain indoors for a brief time while the situation was contained. Grass fires reported Friday in Washington County on K-15 south of 22nd Road. Mahaska, Morrillville, and Washington Fire Departments responded. And on U.S. 36 at Arrowhead Road, Morrillville and Haddam fire departments were dispatched. Kansas Department of Transportation will close a portion of K-9 in Nemahal County Tuesday and Wednesday this week. 9 to 3, weather permitting, while maintenance crews remove trees along the roadway. Closure approximately 3 miles west of Centralia, between County Road C and County Road D or the Baileyville Road. No detours through traffic. We'll need to use alternate routes Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Hilda M. Bergman, age 93, of St. Benedict, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Rosary, Tuesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Hilda Bergman. Ann R. Barrett, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday at noon at Cigna Center in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Ann Barrett. Carol Lynn Houts, age 66, of Marysville, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Houts. Dr. Robert A. Griffin, Sr., age 85, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, December 19th at 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, December 18th, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Robert Griffin, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken noodle soup and a ham salad sandwich, celery with carrots, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread salad, and fruit mix. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville reminds everyone that during this busy holiday season, they will have cakes, pies, and cookies that you can pre-order for your holiday meal. If a trip out of the house is calling, Empty Cup is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, and Sunday, 7 until 2. Holiday greetings from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying around average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 40s. Conditions will stay sunny throughout today and Wednesday before a large low-pressure system moves through over Wednesday night, bringing a chance for some mixed precipitation, including rain, freezing rain, and snow showers. For today, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and a chance for some freezing rain and rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Conditions clearing up on Friday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 46. Record high on this date, 77. The average low, 25, and the record low, minus 5. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:04. 27 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Tom Terrific does it again, and return of the Claw. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Buccaneers hosted the Saints to close out Week 13 of the NFL. New Orleans was on its way to a 16-3 victory, but with 3 minutes left in the game, Tom Brady found tight end Cade Otton to cut the lead to 16-10. Tampa got the ball back, and with 3 seconds left, Brady worked his magic once again.
Here's the snap, Brady dropping, looking, Brady throws, caught ball, it's caught, touchdown Tampa Bay, White.
The call on WXTB, the Bucs shocked the Saints 17-16. Kawhi Leonard made his return from an ankle injury. Clippers were on the road at Charlotte. After he tied the score at 117 all late in the fourth, he had a chance at the winner.
5 seconds left. Leonard facing up. 3 seconds left. Step back, 18-footer. Oh! Kawhi Leonard has just ripped out the hearts of the Hornets.
The call on KLAC, Clippers beat the Hornets 119-117. Continuing on the hardwoods, the Bucks sojourned to Orlando to tangle with the Magic. Giannis had 34 points, including this highlight, to ice the game in the fourth quarter.
90 seconds to go now. Giannis, through a number of defenders, knights his way right through the heart of the defense and lays it in with a finger roll. That is the advantage of having a superstar on your side.
The call on WTMJ, Bucks take down the Magic 109-102. Boston won its seventh out of the last eight, dispatching Toronto 116-110. Jason Tatum led all scores with 31 and pulled down 12 rebounds. The Mavs routed the Suns 131-11. On the ice, fired by the Bruins in June, Bruce Cassidy made his return to Boston as head coach of the Golden Knights. Tied at 3 after overtime. It went to a shootout. Riley Smith scored in the fifth round for a 4-3 Vegas win in Cassidy's return. In other action, Rangers beat the Blues 6-4. Washington skates by Edmonton 3-2. And it was Philly 5, Colorado 3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville at Valley Heights. Games live on KNDY FM 95.5. With Kansas State basketball on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort takes on Manhattan Chief at Waubonsie. Axtell hosting Glen Hills Christian. Hanover meets St. Xavier. Lynn is at Wakefield. Centralia hosting Keir Paravel. Dillard O'Dell at Thayer Central and Southern at Johnson Central. Again, Marysville at Valley Heights. Our Tuesday night tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 10th, with a fireman's breakfast serving 7 to 11. A craft fair at the library, not until noon. Open houses at businesses throughout the day. Christmas Bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym runs 8:30 till 3. Kids ornament making at the museum 10 to 4. Live nativity at 4:30 with a chili cook-off. The soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center. Santa's on hand at the bandstand on the square from 5 until 7, with a lighted parade beginning at 6 p.m. and a raffle drawing to follow. Saturday, December 10th, sponsored by the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from the Blue Rapids Mercantile, Blue Valley Technologies, and Route 77 Corner Store. The Blue Rapids Mercantile not only reflects the interest of the owner, but those in the community as well. The sunflower-speckled building along the highway in Blue Rapids is sure to soothe that antiquing itch. Offering a wide range of collectible treasures, including homemade toffee and peanut brittle, candies, and sweetbreads. Along with a wonderful assortment of jams and jellies, your sweet tooth will thank you. With everything reasonably priced, you won't be able to stay away from the Blue Rapids Mercantile.
Double the joy! Double the
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Mom, I'm hungry. Can we stop at the Route 77 corner store?
Sure. I need gas anyway, and I can save money on that using my DinoPay app.
Awesome. Okay, I want Hunt Brothers Pizza, one of their ice cream treats, maybe a shake or a cone from here in Blue Rapids. Then we need to go to Waterville because I want some of their fried chicken and fish that's hand-breaded daily. Oh, and don't forget the chicken strips.
Whoa, you can eat all that?
You underestimate my appetite as a teenage boy.
I guess we'll be stopping at the Route 77 corner stores in Blue Rapids and Waterville.
Oh, I need a candy bar too.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from the Blue Rapids Mercantile, Blue Valley Technologies, and Route 77 Corner Store.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's time for the Steckline Report.
Cattle market's been good if you've been watching it at all. I'll tell you what, it's strong. And it's going to stay strong for a while, in our opinion. Of course, if we knew it all, we wouldn't be here, friends. We'd be making a bunch of money somewhere else. But in the meantime, we're pretty excited about, first of all, the cattle on feed report out a few days ago. cattle traded higher. Everybody's attitude went up, excited, maybe for the next year. Wouldn't that be something? We look at this cattle on feed report and see that total inventories were down 2% from a year ago. Placements dropped 6% from last year. We're 9% below the five-year average and the lowest level in 20 years. Folks, that's big news when it comes to placements of cattle, which will be coming out in about 3 or 4 months. Marketings, well, they're pegged up 1%. So you get less cattle on feed and you sell more to get rid of. Now, that in itself is good news. So everybody's guessing what's going to happen with this cattle market next year, including yours truly. We've got kind of a mess on our hands because I tell you what, I think it's going to be difficult for me to try to make some money on the Stackline Ponderosa. When we buy those calves this coming spring, I don't know what we're going to have to pay for them. And then you cross your fingers and everything else that you've got to cross and hope that the market stays at least as strong. Prefer to get a little bit upward bound when we sell them in October. Sure you do. I don't care whether you raise cattle or not. It depends kind of upon how many keep bought up so you don't miss that stake. See you on the next Stackline Report.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322 to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
Consumers are finally consistently seeing poultry stocked on grocery store shelves, even despite the avian flu looming over Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State poultry specialist Scott Beyer and Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith report on the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Kansas and its characteristics.
HPAI is what we call high path. It is a particular type of avian influenza that's a concern for bird safety and bird health. We'd like it to be controlled because it can cause devastation in the industry.
We've had some cases here. This last spring, we actually had 6 cases. This fall, we've had 3 more additional cases. They've been in all on our eastern side, but spread out Johnson County, Neosho County, as well as Shawnee County.
As the birds go, you know, north and south all the time, there's different species coming through at different times. And unfortunately, none of those are on specific dates, and they don't follow a specific line every time. But it is a general pattern that we saw, and sure enough, Kansas picked up some cases that seemed to kind of just roll through. You know, we don't want to just say, hey, the birds have come through, let our guard down, because there's probably some lingering cases around for sure.
Beyer highlights preventative measures to protect your flock.
Try to distance yourself as much as possible for anything that's not part of your flock, whether it be waterfowl. Those are particularly worrisome. If they meander around during the day and they head for a pond and then they mix with something coming through, that's what we'd like to put that distance between. So I kill them to try to bring it together, try to put some distance between them, keep them confined for a while. And themselves as well, you know, it's not a time to be visiting a lot of other people's farm ponds and try not to trade diseases if we can stay away from doing that. We brought in on clothing, on dirty shoes and things like that. So, you know, the general rule of thumb in the commercial industry is don't be around birds for 72 hours prior to going to a new farm. So it shows you how long things can linger.
The experts go on to explain the symptoms to keep an eye out for and what to do if these are identified.
Well, it's a respiratory disease, so you'd look for those symptoms. If you have backyard birds, you kind of know when one of them doesn't look right, it's not keeping up with the rest of the flock, maybe lagging back. But you'll start to see in an advanced case some swelling around the face. In a little more advanced state, you might see some coloration, maybe darker skin color. And then, of course, with HPA1, depending on the type it actually turns out to be, you can have some rapid death in the flock. So that's certainly something we want to know about.
We recommend to any producer, if they've got a relationship with their veterinarian, that needs to be their first point of contact. They walk out and they see conditions that concern them, whether it be sick bird or, you know, even unfortunately dead birds or even signs of it, make that call to your veterinarian. If for some reason that's not an option, we do have a Kansas Department of Ag toll-free number as well as a website where you can report to that, and then we'll make contact with you and help determine whether we are dealing with HPAI or not.
That was K-State Poultry Specialist Scott Beyer and Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith reporting on the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Kansas and how to keep it at bay. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 27 degrees ahead of sunrise, middle 40s on a repeat high today.
The most nutritious part of our food often ends up in the wastebasket. We will share one way to remedy that next here on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 6th. It is the 340th day of the year, and actress Lindsay Price celebrates a birthday. Here's a smart way to stretch your food budget and give your immune system a boost at the same time. Save the vegetable scraps you normally throw away, potato peels, onion skins, bean shells, and celery leaves. When you have time, toss those discards into a pot to simmer for about an hour or so. Season with salt, garlic, and herbs of your choice. Strain out the liquid, toss the residue in the compost or garbage, and you'll have a delicious vegetable stock to freeze or use for a hearty soup this winter. The best part? Vegetable skins and leaves are usually the most nutrient-dense part of the plant. It's a nice boost for your immune system right in the middle of cold and flu season. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a quiet weekend of college basketball, basketball back in action tonight as the Kansas State Wildcats are coming off their victory on Saturday against Wichita State Shockers, 55-50. They now have a tip-off at 7 p.m. this evening against the Abilene Christian Wildcats. The Wildcat versus Wildcat tip-off is at home tonight. Kansas State is starting off strong, sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference right now with overall play at 7-1. Kansas State is at home for the next 4 games, as after this one, they are set for tip-off on Sunday coming up next weekend against Incarnate World at 2 p.m. In Jayhawk basketball, you may have to wait just a little bit longer as their next game is on Saturday, December 10th, as they'll be going over a week off after their latest victory against Seton Hall on Thursday last week, 91-65. They're now on the road to take on Missouri. The Jayhawks are 8-1 for the season right now and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference. After their Saturday game, they'll have another full week off before next Saturday when they take on number 10, Indiana.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Valley Heights. Games live on KNDY FM 95.5 with Kansas State basketball on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort takes on Manhattan Chief at Waubonsie. Axtell hosting Flint Hills Christian. Hanover meets St. Xavier. Lynn is at Wakefield. Centralia hosting Keir Paravel. Dealer Odell at Thayer Central and Southern at Johnson Central. Again, Marysville at Valley Heights, our Tuesday night tip-off, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.
It was the night in 1914, at the height of World War I, the unthinkable happened. All along the entire Western Front, the British and German soldiers lay down their weapons in an unofficial ceasefire to celebrate Christmas Eve together. They exchanged gifts and saw each other as brothers. And that peace lasted for two more days when they were ordered back to battle. In those few days, though, men remembered the reason for Christmas amongst the devastation. And it's a story that should never be forgotten.
Through the smoke-filled night, silence rose from both sides. Across a bloody battlefield, it was a cold Christmas Eve, 1914. For those who were there, it seemed unreal. As time was still, the spirit moved the soldiers to lay down their arms, raise their voice in song, and pretend for a while the war was over. If it could happen then, it could happen again. A world torn apart could join hands and hearts to celebrate his birth and peace on this earth. As opposing sides approached, through broken words they spoke,